My patient's last name is P as in Paul, E I K A, Z as in zebra, A D I. First name is a T as in Thomas, A H E R E H. Date of visit is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is March 21, 1948. Referring physician is Dr. P. Dot G H A R A G O Z L O U. Next part of dear Dr. G H A R A G O Z L U. I have the pleasure to see P E I K A Z A D I today for initial evaluation for forgetfulness. Next breath, chief complaint of forgetfulness. Next breath, history present in this patient's a 74-year-old male. Common chief complaint of forgetfulness for some, 74-year-old, patient's a 74-year-old. 74-year-old female, common chief complaint of forgetfulness. The first patient has majority of the history is provided by the husband. First of all, according to the husband, common patient's been having forgetfulness and memory loss since May 2021 when she had the gallbladder surgery. First of all, according to the doctor, according to the husband, the common patient had a similar gallbladder surgery in 2020, in which the doctor had to stop the surgery because her oxygen was low. First of all, patient does not know exactly how low her oxygen was. However, since these surgeries, the patient has been significant short-term memory deficits. Patient has also significant anxiety and depression symptoms. According to the daughter, patient would go outside. She would forget the reason she went outside. Patient would misplace things. Patient would lose track of conversation. Denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next for past medical history. Patient has high blood pressure, depression, and anxiety. Next for past surgical history, hip surgery, gallbladder surgery. Next for current medication, sertraline, bupropion, metoprolol, losartan, atorvastatin, aspirin, and mirtazapine. Next rep, allergies. That patient did not list any allergies to any medication. Next rep, social history. Patient's married. First up, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next rep, family history. There's no family history of similar medical conditions. Please review system. Patient has depression. First up, next rep, a neurologic examination, mental state examination. Patient is awake and alert. First up, patient knows this is 2020 in October. First up, patient thinks this is October 8th. First up, today is actually October 28th. First up, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. Serial summons is 2 out of 5. First up, patient knows that she lives in Antioch, California. First up, patient knows her date of birth of March 21, 1948. First up, 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. First up, serial summons is 3 out of 5. Serial summons is 2 out of 5. First up, patient's poor proverbs interpretation. First up, next breath, impression. Cognitive deficits after gallbladder surgery in 2020 and 2022. First up, according to the 2020 and 2021. First up, according to her husband, a patient had the gallbladder surgery in 2020, in which the surgeon has to stop the surgery because her oxygen drops very low, according to the husband. First of all, however, the husband does not know how low the oxygen drops to. But since the incident, the patient has a poor short-term memory. A patient will forget the reason why she would go out. Majority of the memory deficit is short-term memory deficit. Explain to the husband that it is possible that she could have anoxic injury to her brain and common causing cognitive deficits after surgery. The husband tells me that the brain MRI has been done and it was a negative study. Next, the paragraph of recommendation explained to the husband and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next, we will schedule a patient start a patient a trial of memantine 10 milligrams once a day, for the memory deficits. Next, we explain to them the common side effects of the medication, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. Next, we will also schedule a patient for an EEG study, to evaluate for background slowing. First time, next, I'll follow up with the patient after the EEG study for stopping silver. Also, explain to the patient, let me know immediately if she develop any side effects to the medication for silver. Spread by this marks a tenotectation.